I had to, sad to say a prayer to, and I said a prayer to Amy and to my Uncle Harvey all at the same time. And it, what I said was, you know, Amy, can you kick Harvey in the shins? And then I said to Harvey, Harvey, can you give Amy a hug and tell her that she's loved?
Yeah.
And then I had to say the same thing to my grandma and just people I miss now. And but if heaven's on earth, then I can talk to him right now. So I'm. That's what I was
They're
doing.
They're not far away, that's for sure.
No.
We don't know how any of that works. But, you know, Neil, that's the thing about the gospel. Is that you follow your heart. There's no one has a right to judge what you have decided to do in saying the things that you've said and the prayer that you said. It's perfect.
Well, it's kind of like you said, scripture is truth. Truth is truth. Mm-hmm. And the gospel is beyond that. And it's the gospel is also truth.
Yes, absolutely. It's good news. Anybody else got something to say, complain about? Doesn't make any difference. Did you learn something you didn't know? I mean, okay, what did you learn, James?
Well, let this,
pass that over to James.
Things that I found out and just...
Hold it up to your mouth.
Oh, sorry. it's given me a more grounding and a better understanding that it's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me. And it's God in me.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to get rid of the arrogance is probably a good word to say that I'm responsible and I can change it. Mm-hmm. And I can't.
Yeah.
You know, sort of thing, because it's God in me
that's exactly
going
right.
to change it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's been a really good grounding for me, you know.
Let's call that anchor.
Yeah, and an anchor.
That's
yes.
what that anchor, what you're describing is that anchor.
Yes.
That's a strong consolation. Thank you. Anybody else? There we go, to the back. Pass it back to the back of the room there.
Wade, I want to thank you for what you shared. It hit on so many things that are going on in my own heart. I've just quit watching the news and seen this whole political scene in a different way. And, you know, you talked about us being like mini galaxies, right? We're so magnificent, and yet we get caught up in this trivial crap that goes on, you know? And I've been so challenged by that, so I really appreciate what Wade shared and you know, this whole different perspective we can have when we see who we are in light of what is going on in the world. Like, I really appreciate it. Thanks, Wade.
Yes. Anybody else?
Just an expression of gratitude. I've always found the book of Hebrews rather confusing, especially in light of grace teaching, etc. But the way you have presented it over the last couple of days, it's cleared up a lot of questions and doubts for me concerning that book.
Wonderful. It is a grace book, isn't it? Yeah. You know, Christianity had about 3 points in the book of Hebrews that it uses to beat the hell out of you with because they take them out of context. And but once those things are placed in context, they mean just the opposite. Just like what we read through tonight, that it's, you know, if you fall back, there is no place of repentance. And man... And see what a collision of doctrine that is. So they get up and teach this and preach this, that if you fall away, there's no way back. And then they turn around and teach that all you got to do is ask forgiveness. It's like schizophrenia. Yes. Pass that one over. Excuse me?
I was just going to say, that was one I put in the chicken coop.
Yes, that's one that goes in the chicken coop, yeah. Either that or the caca pile, either one, right? We can call it the chicken caca pile, yeah. All right. Anybody else? There we go.
I just want to thank Wade, too. That was awesome. Wade and Mike, you're unbelievably precious to all of us. but I think I've always, I haven't always, but I've realized a long time ago that the great mystery, the great secret was Christ in us, our hope of glory. Mm-hmm. But you paint such a good, I mean, you were able to unfold it and make me realize, anyhow, just how it unfolded like that. I always believed it when I heard it was great words, but you're a master at, you know, pointing out the obvious stuff that should have been pointed out a long time ago. But hey, we're here now. We'll move forward from
this. We're getting it, aren't we?
Thank you so much, buddy.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Anybody else? If you want to say nice things about me or Wade, we especially want you to talk. So.
I was just going to mention each time we come to listen to Wade, Mike, I think, well, I guess I know it all. Like, I'm there. I've got it. I've got it.
That's what I think when I come up to. Yeah.
To the experience, the renewing of the mind, the salvation of the mind, as we go deeper and deeper and prove that this gift that we have of eternal life, Christ in us, and our perfection, it just grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and much appreciated. Do what you guys do. I love what you do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Anybody else? All right, guys, we will see you here tomorrow morning. What time, Vic? 9:30. Oh, my gosh, you're getting me out of bed early. I think Wade's taking that session, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Well, I folks, hold fast to your strong consolation, because it is yours. This is not something you have to fight to get. All you have to do is let go of the old. The new is always there. The new is always there to catch you, to cuddle you, to comfort you, to console you, to encourage you, and to fill you with joy and peace. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.